We had a little bit of a technical mishap, so we're picking up now on Daf Mem Aleph by Hitir Atzmo Lemisa, which is the first wide line. Just want to mention that today's shiur is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskel in memory of Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda, the Shama should have Aliyah. So we're picking up Hitir Atzmo. The Bryce had said, let's repeat this little point, the Bryce had said that the basin has to ask the Adim whether the Nidon was Hitir Atzmo Lemisa. We know Lon, where do we know that that's the halacha? So Amarav, Vitema Chiske, Amakra, it says Yumas Hames. He's already considered the mace. What do you mean Yumas Hames? He hasn't been judged yet. Yumas Hames means he already, basically gave himself up for Misa. Atche Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. Fine. Amar Rav Chanan.
Yeah.
They very infrequently was there a capital verdict? Put him in jail. You had to put him in keeper. And I mean, putting in jail wasn't a very good thing either. They used to feed them these terrible foods that they would get sick from. Right. That's what they would do. They would put them in jail. Right. I mean, listen. The guy has to say. Right. It seems to me that if the Rotzeach doesn't say that I'm not there to sell him Misa, he doesn't get Misa. So let him never say that. Let him be a little Talmud Chacham, kill and not put himself in Misa. But don't. Basically, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that anytime there's an umdun of the muchach that the guy was that he was horrid and mazed, so the malchus can kill him with Sayef, right? The king could kill him, right? And number two, it's on Daf Pei Aleph of a Beis that when Beis Din knows that the person was a rotzeach, but they can't convict him for any reason, so they will put him in jail. Not going to get away with it. So they get chi of Misa, right?
That's why this criteria is
very difficult. That's what the Gemara says, that a Beis Din that kills once in 70 years is considered a murderous Beis Din. Because it didn't happen. It simply didn't happen. Everyone says, we believe in capital punishment. Yeah, you have to fit the criteria, which are very, very difficult. They don't want people to kill. I wouldn't. All right. So Amar Chanan. Chanan says, Eide Na'ara Hamurasa, okay? If Eidim come to testify about Na'ara Hamurasa, that she was Mizana, right? That she was Mizana, and therefore she's Chayavis Misa, right? And they became Shehuzmu, and they became Eidim Zomim. So usually the Kasha Zomim, so they should get Misa. Gemara says, Ein Neharagim, they don't get killed. Why not? We told Shecholim Lomer Lo'osro Banu. You know what we should, I tell you? We didn't come to, our intent was not to have her killed. We just said, listen, she was Mizana, she should be also to her husband. All right, just make us usher to our husband. I guess you get Malchus or something like that if you can't give them the punishment. But they say, why kill us? That wasn't our intent. That wasn't the intent of our testimony. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? In order for this whole case to take place, they had to give her a warning. And to give her a warning, you got to give her a warning what her punishment is. They must have warned her that if she does this is, you get Misa. I guess there's a machlokas whether or not you have to tell them what the actual, when you warn, you have to tell them what the actual punishment is, or you just have to tell them that it's usher. It seems from here that they must have just had to tell that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is a raya or one thing like that, or not. The Na'ara Murasa.
The whole thing was a
lie.
I hear you.
So, that's a good point. So, ha'asruba. So, not the lo asruba. They didn't warn her. So, e lo asruba, heichin mitla. If there was no warning, how was she going to get punished to begin with? They weren't even there. They claim that they claim when they came to Beis Din, she was an Aru Murasa, and they said, you must have warned her. So if you warned her, then your intent was obviously to have her killed, not just to mat to her, to ask her to her husband. She says, no, we didn't warn her. She didn't warn her, what are we doing here? Right? The Elo Asruba Hechi Mikdala is na Beisha Chaveira. We're talking about the wife who knows the halachas. So there's a whole thing also whether you need hasra for a Tama Chacham. Because if the whole point of hasra is lahachin ben shogeg lemezid, right, and the chaver knows the halacha, so he knows what he's doing. So he means he doesn't know the halacha. This guy knows the halacha, so she knows the halacha. He didn't need hasra, right? The Isha chaver of Aliba, the Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, who he learns in a brisa. Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, Omer chaver ain't sarach hasra lefi shelo nitna hasra el hafim and shogim lemezid. The only time the Torah was mechayev hasra is in order just to it's not part of the process. It's just to separate those acts that are done by shogging and those acts that are done by mezid, and a chaver who knows the halachos, he's doing the ma'ase by mezid. So she knew, she didn't need hasra. So Gemara says, wait a second. The kevan inu amiktale. Since we say that these edim aren't neharagin, because, right, they're not neharagin, because they can always claim that we just came to answer her to her husband. So, I hecha mikla. How is it possible, based on their edus, for her to get killed? Habila edus yite yochel lazima. You can't do kasher zamam. Right? What are you supposed to do? Say that they're also to her husband? They don't have a husband. What are they supposed to do? And kol edus yite yochel lazima lashma edus. This isn't an edus anymore. Because you can't do kasher zamam. There's no such thing as edus. So the Gemara says, all right, ain't hachanami. Hachanami ka amar. Mitoshe ain neherogin yecholin loma laosra. Wait, sorry. Mitosha ein neharagim because she yicholin lomar laosra al bailabanu av he ein neharagis to habila edus yitochel lazima. You're right. Since they can't get killed because they can say we only came to asar al baila, so therefore there's no kasha zomer. It's edus yitochel lazima. Therefore she can't get convicted. Mar says, wait a second. So how she ever chayevas misa? How does this case work by an eishes chaver? How do you have a case of chayevas misa by someone who's mizaneh? The Gemara says ella beisha chavera the kaimela the mikdula. Aliba the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda heichem ishkachusla. The Torah says she's chayev misa. So how is she chayevus? Sorry, she's chayevus misa. So how can she be chayevus misa if there's either she teyachol azima? What's going on? So Gemara says kishazinsa v'chazer v'zinsa. Okay, so what's the case? The case is she was mizana. I guess she was warned and she was mizana. So now she's already usher to the boel and the baal. And then she does it again. I don't know. I don't know if it makes a difference. What does Rashi say? Right. The next one is the next answer is Rashi says kishazinsa bechazav zinsa the hanach edes nus sheni ein yicholim lomer laosra banu shereikvar neesram is nus rishon. The low boy laharga. I think they're focusing on it doesn't matter. I think they're focusing on the fact once she was mizana, she's already usher to her husband. So she's mizana a second time. They can't say, "Oh, we came to usher to her husband." She's already usher to her husband. I mean, how do they know? She's already usher to her husband. So therefore, the only time they're coming, the only thing that they're coming to do is to have her killed. That's one answer. I behan. This is probably your point. You know what? We're not coming here to usher to her husband. We're coming here to usher her on the second boel because. So does Mizana's usher from the Boel and the Baal. Right. So she resided a second time. Oh, our testimony here is to make her usher to this guy, to the guy who she had znus with. Sigmar says, no, she zinsa mi Boel Rishon. We're talking about the case where she was Mizana with the same guy twice. So the second time she's already usher to the guy already. So what's left? The only thing that's left is to say that she's Chayav Esmisa. Inami, or. And the second time she had bia, she zinsa mikroveha. The second time she had znus with one of her krovim, which she was already usher to begin with. So therefore, the only punishment that's left, the only thing the edus has come to do, is to have her killed. Right? Rashi says inami she zinsa mikroveha. She asura lahem mishum erba. So she's already usher. Now, how do the edim know about all this other stuff? And like, they can say, well, that was our attack. Oh, we didn't know that 2 days ago she had znus with somebody else. We thought this was the first time. They must have known, right? They had to know that she already had znus once in order for them not to be able to claim that we're coming here to ask her husband. I mean, if they had no idea that she has znus a month ago, then they can. Why can't they claim again? No, we didn't know that she has. We only came in here, we only gave the testimony for to ask her husband. Aye, she's asked her husband already because she had znus last week. We had no idea. I don't know, maybe. That was their intent. But they can claim that wasn't our intent, and therefore that's not what we came to do. Kasher zamen lasos la'achiv. What we wanted to do to our brother or to our sister here was not to have them killed. We just wanted to make her usher.
What was the warning?
They said the cases they didn't warn her. We're talking about ishes chavera. They didn't have to warn her. So now the Gemara asks a good question. So why this whole thing that was brought down is Rav Chanan said it by Eide Na'amu Rasa. Why only by Na'amu Rasa, someone who's engaged, you know, halachic engagement? Gemara says, "Maisa namurasa did not cut. Afilu nusu anami. Even full-fledged wife is of the same halachas. Why you bring it down with daka v'naramurasa?" So Gemara says, "In you're right. Inach anami, these halachas apply by full married also, because anaramurasa is not even living with her husband." Gemara's an answer. Ella afilu hai the lo yasva tute. Even the namurasa who's at this point is not really mamish takas baila. She's not really there yet because she's not living with him. So yicholun lomer laosa baila banu. You would have a having to say they can't. You can't believe them. They came to Osral Baila. She's not really mutter to her husband yet. She's not living with her husband. They didn't have any suin yet. So don't tell me you came to Osral Baila. She says, no. Ina Khanami can be Osral Baila for the future. She will never be muteris to her husband. The Rashi says, Vafilu de lo yasva tutei, the ikal of Neymar de lo asku adaitu la osra alav. You can't say that it was on their das not to asa her to him. So hare lo hayu roi mosu yosef es tachtov. Afilu hachin yicholin lomar. But no, nevertheless, they can still say that we only came to asa her to her husband. Okay, to move. Right, so Ben Zakkai had said in the Mishnah that we asked the Edom regarding the uksi ha-teina, about the stems of the leaves, whether they were thick or thin, other very, very detailed, specific questions as to what happened or where the transgression took place. And if you found out that there was a stira between the Edom, then he would, even in these bedikos, then he would say the Edom is vatal. So Amar Rechizda says, Echad Omer B'Sayef. One guy says that the murder took place with a sword. The Echad Omer Ba'ariron, which I think means an axe. I'm not sure what it translates.
A battle axe.
It's even a bigger axe. Right? Right? My son has those things, those Playmobil stations. There's the small axe and then there's the big axe. So this is a battle axe.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So, Echad Omer B'Sayef Harago V'Echad Omer Ba'arivon Harago Ein Zenachon. Then he's a stira. One guy says he was stabbed. One guy says he was shot. It's a different. There's a contradiction here. But Echad Omer Caleb Shchorin. If one guy says that the clothing of the murderer was black, and one guy says the clothing Echad Omer Caleb Levonim. So even though there's a stira, Harei Tanachin, you can do that. That's fine because that's a stira in a side point. It's not a stira in the Maisa Hariga. Right? How what the murder weapon was is you can tell the difference. Whether her shoes were tied or untied doesn't have anything to do with the maisa, with the murder itself. Just a side point. So Meisvei, they ask Akasha on this. What are you talking about? We have another pasuk. We have a pasuk that says Vehine emes nachon. Right. So from the word it says Vehine emes nachon. So it says from the word nachon sheyehe nachon, which means Echad Omer b'Sayef Harago Echad Omer Aviron Harago Echad Omer Kelev Shorim Echad Omer Kelev Levanim Levanim Ein Ze Nachon. So you see, the Brisa says that if it's a stira in the clothing, the color, that is a stira. The Aedus has to be completely, united, synonymous, has to be exactly the same. So the Gemara says, no, Tirgma Rav Chisda, that price is talking about the case, Besudr Shechanakobo. That's not talking about what he wore, that's talking about the color of the handkerchief, which was the murder weapon. Did he choke him out? Did he choke him out with a black handkerchief, or did he choke him out with a white handkerchief? Right? The Hainu Saif Barirun. It's the same case, the same idea with the Saif Barirun. What is the murder weapon? I don't know why I have to say it twice then, but that's what the case is talking about. So the Gemara says, I'll have to ask you another question, Kasha. Tashma, there's a price that says, Echad Omer Sandolov Shchorim. The Echad Omer Sandolov Levonim Ein Zenachon. If one says the guy was wearing white shoes, one guy says he was wearing black shoes, it's a stira, and this price says that the Eidus is Batal. Marantus Hasanami to go and Shabbat Bobu Sandolov Harago. No, he killed him via kicking him. So the murder weapon was the shoe. So what color was the murder weapon? What color was the murder weapon is part and parcel is important in the testimony. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So Tashma, look at our Mishnah. It says Maise Upadak Ben Zakkai Buukse Teina. He was asking about the stems of the fig tree, right? Whether they were thick or thin. So it's Muchak that even things that are not part of the Mikufa Maise, not part of the actual murder, are also, if there's a stira, then the Aegis is Batela. That's against what Rav Chisda said. So Amar Rami Barchama, Rami Barchama said, Kigon Shaakats Teina B'Shabbos, the Allah Kamikdil. Now, they're talking about the case of the over here is not a murder. We're talking about a case of where someone plucked off the te'enos on Shabbos. That is the maisa that you're chayav misa for, and the plucking is the crux of the matter. So you can ask, what did he pluck off? You have to know what did he pull off. So that's the Allah kamikdei, because on that maisa is what he's neharag. So the okates, whether it was thick or thin, is part of the gufa edus, part of the ikar edus. The hatanya, the Gemara says, that can't be the case that we're talking about, because amrulo, because the edim said to Ben Zakkai, right, the tachas te'ena harangu, underneath the te'ena is where the murder took place. So we're not talking about a case on Shabbos, we're talking about a murder. So, and Ben Zakkai asked whether or not the stems were thick or thin. That's against Rav Chisda, who says that if it's not part of the ikar of the edus, then if it's a stira, then there's no, it's not batel. Here you see it is batel. So Gemara says, Ela Amirai Barchama, Kigon Sheshifto Biyichud Shel Te'ena. The murder was done by stabbing him with the stem of the Te'ena. So the question, then again, right, so then again is, the Te'ena is now part of the Ikar Edus, because that was the murder weapon. Must have been some sharp stem. So, what? The stem.
a branch, I can hear, stab somebody with the, whatever. It's what it is. That was the case. That was the case. So Gemara says, no, even that answer is also not good, because Tashma, Amr Lehan, they asked Ben Zakkai, asked the Edim, to Einu Zog, Tse Dokim, Tse Gassim, to Einu Shechorus, to Einu Levonos. He asked whether they were white or black. White or black has nothing to do with the murder. Right? Basically, if the Te'enim were the ones that he asked the Te'enim, were they black or white? You don't kill with the Te'enim themselves, it was with the stems. So he's not talking about being killed with the stems. The Gemara says, El Amar Rav Yosef, Ben Zakkai, Lo Sevinus, you can ask a question from Ben Zakkai. Shani Ben Zakkai, the Bedikas Chakiris Machalei. Ben Zakkai had a Shita that he said that Chakiris and Drishas are the same things. If there's a Stira between, in the Chakiris, so too in the Bedikas, there's a Stira in the Avis is Batal. That's just his Shita, so don't ask from him. Now the Gemara asks, who's Ben Zakkai? So my Ben Zakkai. Who's this Ben Zakkai? So Ilema, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Even say it's the guy who we thought it is, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Mi havi b'Sanhedrin. Was he in the Sanhedrin? Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan asked. Rabbi Yochanan was dealing. He asked what the case was. Were they thick? Were they thin? That means he was dealing with a murder, capital case. But was he in the Sanhedrin? Was he around when they judge capital cases? Right. The Hatanya, we have a brace that says Kol Shnos of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made Esen Shana. He lived on 120. Arba'im Shana Asak B'Fer Maktia. The first 40 years, he made a living. Arba'im Shana Lama. Then the next 40 years, he learned. But Arba'im Shana Limeid. And at the last 40 years, then he became a Dayan. The last 40 years of his life. Okay? So only for the last 40 years is it possible for him to have been, a Dayan. V'tanya, we have another bracelet that says, Arba'im Shana Kol Mechorgan Abayis, Golsa Sanhedri, V'yashva Lo B'chonus. 40 years before Korban Bayis, the Sanhedrin went away from the Lishkas Argozis, and they sat in a place called Chonus. Why they do that? Because they don't want to judge Dini Knossos anymore. Mar says, wait, Dini Knossos Akaldaidach? Elish Lodom Dini Nefashos. They didn't want, the murders were becoming rampant. They didn't want to judge Dini Nefashos anymore. So once the Sanhedrin is no longer sitting in the Lishkas Argozis, then you can't judge Dini Nefashos anymore. So 40 years prior to the Korban Bayis, the Sanhedrin no longer judged Dini Nefashos. If there's no Sanhedrin, then there's no one else can judge Dini Nefashos. So Ella Shalodon, right, Utnan, and you have a mission that says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. When the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, then Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made takanas. Meaning that he, right, you see that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was alive during the Zman HaKorban Bayis, and his last 40 years from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai were after the, I don't know where this comes from, but I guess you assume that the last 40 years of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai were after the Sanhedrin, right, after the Sanhedrin, he was around by the Korban Bayis. 40 years beforehand, there was no longer any Sanhedrin. So, and he only judged for 40 years. So he had to be after there was no longer judging Dini Nefashos. So what's the case? So how can Ben Zakkai in our Mishnah who's judging Dini Nefashos? Ella, so it must be Ben Zakkai the Alma, a different guy named Ben Zakkai. And how can I miss that? But it's like a title, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. If you think it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Karli Rebbe Ben Zakkai, Rebbe calling Ben Zakkai. I mean, Rav Rasner once had a thing in the God of thing about calling the guy, you know, Ben Amram, right? It was the Ben Amram from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. I forgot the word, but I have to look it up. Would you call Ben Zakkai? It's not a nice thing. It's not derech kavod. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya, but we have a brice that says, Maisu Badak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai be'uksiteinim. The Bryce says Mufurish that it was Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, not some other Ben Zakkai. So Ella, what must be the case? It must be that this case took place before the Sanhedrin went out. And then, yes, you're right, he wasn't a Dayan yet, but Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo Hava. He was one of those guys sitting in the floor. He was Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo Hava, Omer Milsa. He said something in order to get for Zuchus, Umastavu Taima, and the Sanhedrin at the time said, oh, that's a good idea. The Kavu Bishmei, and they were Kobeya the Halacha in his name, and the Ki Havalomed Ben Zakkai Bekarle. And at that moment, he was called Ben Zakkai, because he wasn't a Dayan yet. So it wasn't a lack of Kavod. And Ketamed Yoshe Lifnei Rabo, Ki Havalomed made. Right, Ben Zakkai have a karile ketamid yoshul de rabo because he wasn't a rabban yet, he was a talmid. But ki have a limeid when he became a dayin, then have a karile Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and ki karile Ben Zakkai al shein demikara. And they call this mishnah based on Ben Zakkai to tell us that he gave this halacha when he was still a talmid yoshul de rabo, not when he was a dayin yet. The ki karile Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai al shein dahashta. When is he called Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? We're talking about something that took place now. That took place when he was a dayin. So this is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So there's also, it seems to hear from the story that the Sanhedrin accepted Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. But I don't think we passed like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So, Okay, next case. The Mishnah said, you take out the next two words, the Mishnah says, my ben chakiros lebedikos, right? Right? By chakiros, if one guy says eni odeya, then the edus is betela. But by bedikos, if one guy says eni odeya, or even if two guys say enanu yodim, the edus is kayemus. So my afilu shnayim omrim. What do I need? Shnayim omrim. If one guy says I don't know, okay, so then there's a stira. Two guys say, what's the chiddush if two guys say I don't know? Right? Pshita. What, I mean, the whole idea is to make sure that they have parallel idios. What's the difference if one guy says I don't know, or two guys say I don't know? So Amar Rav Sheshes na Areshakai. This is talking about going back to the ratio of Ahochika Amar. This is what the Mishnah says. But Chakiros, when it comes to Chakiros, Afilu Shnayim Omer Miyadanu, V'Echad Omer Eni Yodeya, I do some Betela. But Chakiros, if you happen to have three witnesses, if two say I know and one says I don't know, they're all part of one kat. So there the Eidus is Betela, even though two guys knew the answer. The Gemara says, Keman, who's that like? That's like Rabbi Akiva, the Makish Loshul Shnayim. He says three witnesses are exactly like two witnesses. So therefore, if one guy says in Yodeya, the cut is knocked out, because even though the two said they do know, it's all considered one unit, and the whole unit has to be equal. So Gemara says, wait a second. How are you telling me that this is talking about Edusa Batela? The Mishnah says, Amar Rav, Edusa Kayemes Katani. The Mishnah says they say Eni Odeya, Edusa Kayemes. And here you're saying Eni Odeya, Edusa is Eina Kayemes. So Amar Rav, Hachik Amar, this is what it says. Afilu b'chakiros, even by chakiros, shnayim omer miyadanu, v'echad omer eini yodeya, edusan kayemes, command the local Rabbi Akiva. No, it's the opposite, going against Rabbi Akiva. If you by chakiros, you have three. Two say I know, one says I don't know, then we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Since two say I know, the edus is kayemes. Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, Tanu, Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba. Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, were learning Sanhedrin in the base medrash of Rabba. Pogabuhu, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama bumped into them. Amar Lahu, when he says to them, my amrisu baibis Sanhedrin de Bei Rabba. What did you guys learn today in what did you guys learn today in Yeshiva? You guys learned Sanhedrin? Tell me before in Sanhedrin. So Amri Leh, they said, Rav Kahana said, and Rav Safra said back to Rami Bar Chama, Umay Amrina Babis Sanhedrin Gredoso, Umay Kashalach. They basically say, based on Rashi, they obviously realize that he has a kasha in Masechta Sanhedrin. So what difference does it make where we learned it? You have a kasha, ask the kasha. What did just because we're learning that base measures? You have a question, ask the question, we'll see if we know the answer. So he says, fine. Amar Lahu, this is my kasha. Mehad de Katani, it says in our Mishnah, my being Chakiros and Bedikos. What's the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos? Chakiros, Echad Omer Eni Yodeya, do some Betela. If one says Eni Yodeya by Chakiros, then the Eidus is Batel. But Bedikos, Amar Echad Eni Yodeya, if you Shnaim Omer Eni Yodim, Eidus and Kayemis. The Eidus is Kayemis. So Michte, we just answered that that's not the Mishnah, right? We just answered that the Mishnah is based on Rava, that it's going back on the Chakiros. It's a case of two, of three in the Kat. Alright, so Michte, Idi Doraisihi. Both Chakiros and Bedikos, based on the Schayav, is Mechuyavim to do that, Midiraisa. So Maishna Chakiros and Maishna Bedikos, what's the difference? Why one you can have a contradiction, you can have Eni Odeya, and the other one you can't have Eni Odeya? Some relate, they say, wait a second, Hachi Hashta, there's no comparison. Chakiros, by Chakiros, Amar, you're talking about Chakiros was what year, when it was, you know, what, talking about the timing. Chakiros Amar Echad Eni Odeya, Edusim Betela, the Habla Edus Yitayachal Azima. That guy doesn't know what time it took place. You can't do Edim, you can't be any Hazama. Because no one can say, oh, you were with us in Chicago at that time. Because I don't know what time it was. So therefore, therefore it gets puzzled. But Bedikos Amar Echad Eni Odeya, Edusim Kayemus, because Edus Yitayachal Azimahu, the Hazama has nothing to do with whether or not the shoe was white or black. Hazama has to do with the timing. And by Bedikos, it's whether the shoe is white or black. So therefore, if it says in Yodeya, we can still press on. But if it says in Yodeya, by what time it took place, it's Eidus Yitayachal Azima, therefore the Eidus is Batel. So Amar Lahu, so Rami Bar Chama said back to Rav Kahana Rav Safra, Ihachi Amrisu Ba, Atuba Amrisu Be. If this is what you're telling me, I accept it. So Amri Lei, they said back to him, Mi Tuvuse Demar Amina Batuva, Mi Nizurisi Demar Lor Amina Be, Velo Chada. Since you were very nice to us, I guess, and you accepted to us, Then we said this. But if you want to just hack us, then we don't say anything. I don't know what that means.
Is that what how he translates it?
How does he translate that?
What?
Because of your massive goodness, you're able to say a great deal about the law, the Sanhedrin law.
Okay.
And you met with the masses critical, Marshall.
Ah, because you know why? You know what? Because originally they said to him, why are you asking us? Why are you asking us about what we learned? They basically they knocked him down. Don't ask us because we're learning. And he didn't care. He said, fine. So because he didn't take offense to their response, they gave him a nice answer. But had he taken offense to their response, I guess they wouldn't have given him. That's a weird, interesting piece. Let's do one more thing. So Echad Omer, one guy says it took place in the second day of the month, and one guy says it took place in the third day of the month, the Edusin is Kayemes, because maybe one guy knew about the Ibra Chodesh and one guy did not. So Ad Kama. So up to what point in time do we say that a person can make a mistake whether or not it was the Ibra Chodesh yet? So Amar of Acha, Amar of Chanina, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochan, Ad Rubo Shel Chodesh. Until what most of the month passed. I guess once most of the month passes, everyone has to know. I mean, is that really true? Pesach, we still have a speak of the Yom on Pesach, which is in the middle of the month. Okay, so Amar Rava, Afanan Nami Tanina. I also know that you can, from our Mishnah, you can learn that din. Because Echad Omer B'Shlosha, Echad Omer B'Chamisha, if it's 2 days apart, Edusim B'Tela. V'amai, why? Name Shazay Yod B'Shnei Yiburim, Zayin Yod B'Shnei Yiburim. Maybe one guy made a mistake on two Yiburim. The Gemara says, Elav Mishum de Veruba Yada. No, once most of the previous month passed, the guy would already know. So you can't make a mistake on 2 days. You're going to make a mistake on 1 day. Because make a mistake on 2 days means you missed two Yiburim. So he says, no. So you see clear that you only make a mistake. You only can make a mistake on one, right? You can't make a mistake on the dates if most of the month passed. So Omalam Emalach, the Gemara says no. Maybe I can tell you Ruba Nami Lo Yada. That maybe even if Rova the month passes, you won't know that you can make a mistake. You can make a mistake about the Ibur. Ubishipura Yada. Bechachipura amar detoy, betreishipura lo amartoy. But the reason someone knows all about they used to blow a shofar, and he heard a shofar. So a guy may not hear one shofar blast to tell me that it was Kiddush HaChodesh, but he's not going to miss two shofar blasts. So therefore, if he's off by two days, the Edus is Batela. Off by 1 day, he missed one shofar blast. But there's no, that you can't learn from there anything about whether or not people can make the mistake about whether there's Ibra Chodesh beyond most of the month. Okay, stop here. Have a good day. Today's shir, again, was sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal and Zecha Nishmas Menucha Preda Bas Yaakov Yehuda.